Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you here in the studio, and we are eagerly looking and actually to listen to the new information on the Auroville Film Festival, which is coming this September.
That's correct. The opening ceremony is on the 17th of September. We will begin with a Bollywood dance performance. Whoa. And then followed by some announcements and introductions by myself, Sassy and Marco. And then we will have some live music from different local bands. And then once the sun is set and it is dark enough, we will screen our first screening outdoors, in the outdoor screening, which will be directly in front of the town hall, in front of the town hall conference room.
So it would be on that lawn?
Yes.
Where we're seeing it looking towards Matrimandir.
Exactly, with the Matrimandir glowing in the background.
So the screen itself, it would be on the building or it would be in the air?
It would be by the hedge on a frame.
Ah, okay.
There'll be a proper frame supporting it.
Hmm.
And so the audience will be able to sit on the front lawn and on the main walkway and then on the above balcony even. So a proper kind of gallery environment we're trying to create here.
So we will be hanging out from the balconies and all over.
You can hang if you want, yeah.
Which would be the first film we will be able to see?
This still needs to be determined, still to be announced, and but it will be a real great crowd pleaser of a film to kick off the whole proceedings. So the main film festival starts the following morning from 9-10 o'clock in the morning. As we have many films, and we also want to screen all films made by Aurovillians and students of Auroville twice. Well, that's our hope, to be able to do that, so we can
have it,
at different timings, so they're not just in the morning or just in the evening. So to allow everybody to be able to have the opportunity to see them.
And the venues, as Krishna already explained to us, is going to be all in town hall?
That's correct. We are also on a minimal budget or no budget this year.
Still nothing didn't come?
No, we're still scratching around. But so one venue will be the town hall conference room and then the MMC Cinema Paradiso, and the third, as I just said, the outdoor screening. The whole festival will be concentrated around the town hall space. Mm-hmm. With the music and live performance in the middle, where the stage isn't, directly in front of Morgan's Cafe. And Mark's Coffee will also provide ice cream and cakes and coffee, of course, and we popcorn, naturally.
Wow.
And so we really want to create a nice atmosphere and ambience.
No.
So and provide a place where people can then discuss the films that they've just seen. And that's the idea, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many films are in already? 50? 60?
They're still coming in. There's still a few days left. So,
Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days?
We still have 4 days before the closing period of submissions comes to an end, the 15th of August. So, so far we have a lot. We have a lot. We don't have a complete number yet. The submissions are still open. But there'll be some fantastic films. We're very excited for this year's lineup.
Yeah, but since there's no budget, how you?
Well, this is what we believe. The community as a whole will come together to support us. It being the Auroville Film Festival, we feel that units and different organisations and people will rally together to support us, either in kind or with some donations or infrastructure. We would ideally like to print out the schedules as we've done in previous festivals, so all the audience and posters. One of our volunteers had a very good idea for the posters, and that those people that have made a film they can be given the basic template and be able to design a poster themselves. And for a minimal cost, I think it's 75 rupees at the graphics section, they can print out their and laminate their own poster. So this is going to greatly help us reduce.
So the idea is to have like as many the authors are as many posters?
Yes, more or less. Well, at least from people, Aurevillians and friends of Aureville people that have made these films, and we'll put them all around the town hall space.
So there's no one common one, and the t-shirts and stuff. That's not in probably.
T-shirts.
Yeah, because last time there was also t-shirts with the logo.
Yeah, I'm not sure how successful the t-shirts was. I think there was a bit of a
loss.
Loss. Yes. And also with the printing of schedules. However, this is something we really would like to try and find the money for. I think it's about 1 lakh to cover the cost of printing the schedule books, which would be, you know, really nice to have. And so that people know when and where a screening is happening. Although we will also have a PDF that can be downloaded from Auronet or from the Auroville Film Festival website.
So each of us can print it by ourselves.
Exactly, yeah.
That's maybe not bad, yeah.
And then also a limited edition within the news and notes, I think. That's also what we plan.
You are new in the team, yeah?
I am.
And you...
Ish.
New-ish. And you also you jump in the position to be the main organizer.
This was
if I understood correct.
This was placed upon my shoulders, which I didn't hesitate to ride with. I've been giving workshops, animation and filmmaking workshops in many schools here in Auroville, and so I've been closely involved with what Marco and Krishna and Sassy have already been doing these previous years, and Christoph. And so I said I wanted to be involved in the film festival this year, and Marco and Krishna recommended that I possibly head the team. It was more to prod them into doing what they need to do, just to remind them. And so that's really my role.
But I just remembered that you are kind of fresh face around. Maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit. You just become a newcomer, as far as I know.
Since 6 months, 7 months.
Okay, then it's not so. I had an idea. It was like a month ago.
No. Since January. Yeah.
You are here with your wife and your two children.
Yeah.
So, actually, what was the call?
The call?
Yeah. Or how you end up in Auroville?
I'm still figuring that out, actually. We wanted a change from our daily life, office and rain, and wanted to be more within nature and find more interesting, stimulating work to be doing, which we've both found, and us be able to spend more time with our children and not just say goodbye in the morning and tuck them in at bed at night. And now we're much more integrated in finding times for many other things. And
so our village working that way, you expected?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it constantly surprises me, and in many different ways. I'm very happy to be here, and I've been made to feel very welcome, especially by Auroville Film Festival people. And I think we work really well as a team. They're great people, and so far so good, yeah.
But before, you're coming from England, yeah?
Well, we came from we lived in Belgium, in Brussels.
In Belgium, okay. But your profession is also connected with the film industry, or...?
No, I did study film, and I also studied film, and then went on to film production. However, I then went into photography and photo editing for large press organisations, press photography. So I worked in that for 8 years, telling photographers what to do and editing their pictures and selling photos to newspapers, magazines, and so on. So I haven't really ever professionally worked in the film industry in any way. Mm. I've worked on many films, and I've made some films of my own, but it was always my first love, the cinema and filmmaking. So being able to have the opportunities that I've been given here in Oroville is a wonderful thing. And so
it can boost your creativity.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I've been able to find in the education outreach programs that the Oroville Film Festival has been conducting. I come along as with the teacher hat on my head, but really I'm learning myself as much as with the students.
Yeah, you had some workshops on animation, yeah?
That's correct, yeah. So these animations will be screened also, obviously, during the film festival. So many, there'll be, I think, about 12 different stop-motion animations. So they're all very different styles, so the students will be able to see what the other classes have been doing and say that, this technique can be used or this particular style. That's what it's all about as well, really, seeing what other filmmakers are making.
Beside the film festival, I believe that you will continue with the children, yeah? Or no? Or you are shifting to...
Well, the film festival has actually surprised me by how much needs to be organized and how much time it actually takes. So for the time being, I'm laying off the teaching, although I'm still doing a little bit with TLC and starting with Future School on a semi-professional animation, which we'll be working on all throughout the whole of this year until June. So maybe in October, once the film festival is finished, I could start up again doing more workshops in various schools. We'd like to branch out to other local village schools as well more. I mean, we've worked with Udavi and Aikiem, but there's also others.
There's more and more other schools. So, we would be happy in September 17 when the festival starts.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else you would like to, is something we skip maybe important?
So, we're really still scratching around for some cash. And so, as I said, the schedule is something we would really like to print, and we need about a lakh for that. Of course, there's also judges that will be coming from outside to judge the films, and they need accommodation and transport and food. These are other costs. So there's many little kind of costs here and there which could be supported by, donations.
We can all act generously and donate. You got any account?
The Oroville Film Festival account number is... is available.
If you go in finance service, we can add it.
Absolutely,
we can ask
yeah.
It and
we any unit, any commercial unit, anybody that does sponsor us, we would happily put their logo and their brand on the schedule and on the website.
And announcing that the units contribute.
And absolutely, we really want it to be a festival which is supported from within, and not for outsiders to come and try and place there.
No, but as somebody said recently, it's amazing, the Tanto Pizzeria is always full, but when it's the time to donate something for the culture, there's no money.
Well, then that's just a big compliment to Tanto's that he makes such wonderful pizza, and he's a great guy, and we're so thrilled that he'll be supporting and helping us
yeah,
in
true.
This festival.
Tom, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
See you on the festival.
Thank you.